Jai Raghunath, Jai Raghunath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you who have assembled here. This part of our tradition is we will be glorifying the Lord. He is now moving towards his chariot in the town so that we can start early at 10:30. It was 10:30, no, 11th. When again do we start, please? 10:30, that we start at 10:30 with the procession. This is his crown, it seems, which is coming, a huge crown. He's the Lord of the universe. Wonderful. Wow, this is a true crown. And before doing this procession, it is good if we are tuning ourselves a little bit in. Someone could go to Ratha Yatra to pickpocket and steal, as it is done in Puri a lot. I mean, I captured the hand of a thief like this, who came and I said, "Not with me, I'm from North Germany, go somewhere else." So we could go like this, we could go to see our friends, but we could also have a very, very Krishna conscious experience. Prabhupada said in London, Ratha Yatra is a feeling festival for the Vaishnavas, as Lord Chaitanya taught us how to feel the separation of God. Lord Chaitanya never taught us that he had seen God, but he felt the separation of God very severely. Anyone participating in this Ratha Yatra festival will gradually develop this dormant love for Krishna. So, yesterday we spoke about the greatest tragedy that happened in Vrindavan when Krishna was driven by Akrura out of Vrindavan and to Mathura. We heard how all the residents were constantly yearning to have the association of Krishna. The cows were looking down the path. The cowherd boys were hiding in the bushes on the road to Mathura, and so on. Now again, we are in our community, and we are typically Dana Keli Komodi. Ja, so, ich dachte, du sprichst da laut wie eine bayerische Weltmeisterin im Sprechen. Also, Prabhus, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, no. So, we spoke about... I don't know if we spoke about the cows. They kept the grass which Krishna had fed them when he said goodbye in their mouth. They didn't want to chew it and swallow it, because then they would have the last visible sign of Krishna no more. And can we even start to describe the pain of Nanda Maharaj? But it is practically not possible to describe the feelings of the gopis. So finally an opportunity arose to see again the beloved Lord of Vrindavan. Who remembers when Oh, let us all look now at the harmonium for some while. Pabus, the lecture is here. Listen here. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Can I make a few tests? Listen, this is now important. It's part of the ceremony. The opportunity to see Krishna arose. When did it arise? Yes, I hear some of you there was a sun eclipse. This is a very, very inauspicious event, but when it is celebrated at a holy place, it is very, very, very auspicious. So all the citizens of Dwaraka, including Krishna, went to the holy place of Kurukshetra to observe the sun eclipse. And Krishna had written earlier a letter. To whom did he write the letter? It's all important, Prabhus. Ratha Yatra is not just dancing on the streets. It's getting into the spirit of Ratha Yatra. He had written a letter to the Brajavasis in Vrindavan. Come, see me at Kurukshetra. There we will meet again and our hearts will be satisfied. Yes. So now Krishna has seen all the Brajavasis. at the end, he saw the beautiful gopis. And at that time, Srimati Radharani said, one day you will run after Krishna, just like I am running after Krishna. And you will experience what is the feelings of separation that I feel. And in this way, she prophesied whom? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. So the Ratha Yatra festival celebrates this moment when Radharani, on the chariot of her heart, takes Krishna from the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where he is surrounded with Aishwarya, with all kinds of military and so on, back to Vrindavan. So during the Ratha Yatra festival, this is happening now 4,500 years later, you can imagine the Lord is as Jagannath on the Ratha Yatra cart. He is pulled, and before him is dancing a lonely sannyasi. He is drenching the floor with his tears. He is crying and crying and crying. And Lord Jagannath looks with wide open eyes. And Vismita, the Bengalis, Krishna's Kaviraj says, with great surprise he looks at this sannyasi, because this is him, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inside Krishna, outside the mood of Radha, complexion of Radha, said, Anyera hridaya mana manam, no, mona mana brindavana. Anyera hridaya mana, Anyera hridaya mana, mora mana brindavana,
mora mana brindavana,
mone vane eka kari jani, mone vane eka kari jani, tahan tomarap padadvaya, tahan tomar padadvaya, karaha jadi udaya, karaha udi jadaya, tabe tomar puna kripa mani, tabe tomar puna kripa mani. So here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Hey, hey, for most people, the mind and heart is ISKCON. Oh, sorry, he didn't say this. For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already in Vrindavan. And since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. You follow? Wonderful. So Srimati Radharani said in other words, O Krishna, please place your lotus feet in my heart. My heart is Vrindavan. Please fulfill my desire. You have been away from Vrindavan for such a long time. Please come back. Please come back. Please come back. And Krishna looked at Radharani. Here, Lord Jagannath looks at whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and replied, I have been feeling more pangs of separation from all of you than you have been feeling from me. Krishna says to the gopis, I have been feeling more pangs of separation from all of you than you have been feeling from me. All of you have had one another with whom to share your grief. But I had nobody. I was alone in Dwaraka. I could not share my grief that I'm missing you so much with anyone. They would never have understood. And then Krishna said these famous words, I don't even play my flute in Dwaraka, because they think, what is he doing? It's almost like me. I'm a violin player, but I have never played my violin in ISKCON because I would be criticized. Yes, this is Krishna feels. I will be criticized at Dwaraka. What is the prince of Dwaraka doing playing flute? He's thinking of Vrindavan. That's what he's doing. It is described that Rukmini and Satyabhama noticed that Krishna would sometimes toss around in bed and scream, Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe, Nanda, Yashoda, Vrindavan. When Radharani saw Krishna at Kurukshetra, she said, you speak of love. I speak of love. But both of us are still alive. We would not have been alive because we would not have been able to bear the separation for long. Why is it that amidst such pure, selfless, unadulterated, unmotivated love, there was no death even after 100 years of separation? The reason is that Krishna would not die, because then Radha would be feel pain, and Radha did not die because Krishna would pain. So Krishna said, my dear Radha, it is not that I never came to Vrindavan. I came to Vrindavan every day. No, the first canto, you will find how Krishna explains he comes regularly to Mathura. He said, in Dwaraka, I worship a deity of Narayan with tears in my eyes. Pleased with my worship, Narayan appeared before me and asked, what do you desire, Krishna? Then Krishna folded his hands and he said, I asked Narayan for only one thing. Please keep my Radharani alive. Oh my God. So Narayan replied, you are so selfless. You are asking only for the residence of Vrindavan and for Radha. That desire will certainly be fulfilled. But now please ask something for yourself. And Krishna said, oh Narayan, I desire one benediction from you. My desire is that I may return to Vrindavan as soon as possible. And then Narayan blessed Krishna and said, may it be so. And in this way, Krishna every day, unseen by others, went by the blessings of Narayan to Vrindavan. In another sense, I mean, we have heard from Srila Rupa Goswami in Lagu Bhagavatamrita that Krishna really never actually leaves Vrindavan. No? It is only a portion of Krishna which leaves Vrindavan. What is that portion? The Vasudev portion is, that was the portion that appeared in Mathura, in the prison. Simultaneously, Krishna had appeared in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And it is proven in the Bhagavatam that he was appearing in Vrindavan because only in Vrindavan, not in Mathura, the umbilical ceremony was done, where Krishna's navel, you know, the thing that which connects the baby with the mother, was born. So Krishna appeared as Vishnu in Mathura, but he was born in Vrindavan. So this form never ever leaves Vrindavan. Even today, my dear devotees, great devotees go there and they meet Krishna in this form. This form is called uppercut form. It is not manifested to the material eyes. So Krishna said, I come to Vrindavan every day. Throughout the day, I remained in Dwaraka, but as soon as the sun would set, I would run to Vrindavan. There I would see you. But alas, in the pain of separation, you would think that you are hallucinating. Maybe you can say, Jayatam, you say very politely, we are recording this for the internet, and now your telephone call is on the internet. You say like this, no? Though throughout the day I remained in Vrindavan. Yes, very politely. You're from Bangladesh. You can say. But alas, in the pain of separation, you would think you are hallucinating. You would think you're dreaming, but I was actually coming. Sometimes you would think it was a tamal tree in the form of Shyama Sunda. No? Radha would sometimes see Krishna, but she would say, it can't be possible. It must be a tamal tree. But no, Radhe, it was me in the guise of a tamal tree. It was me who was waiting for you. And every morning when the sun would rise, I would return to Dwaraka And this is what I did for 100 years. And this is what kept you alive. This is what kept all the residents of Vrindavan alive. And it kept me alive. And then Radharani spoke more to Krishna. Vrindavana govardhane jamuna puline vane sekunya rasadika lila shiva jera vraja jana mata pita bandugana bada chitre kemone pasarila. It is so amazing, Krishna, that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, your mother, and your friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Rasa Leela? Don't you remember Yamuna? Don't you remember Govardhan? Don't you remember the banks of the Jamuna? Don't you remember how we walked on the banks of the Jamuna? And then I was tired and you manifested a kunja, and we sat in the kunja. There was everything available. Don't you remember how the beautiful manjaris went into the midst of the Jamuna and brought water for us to drink and to wash our feet when we were tired? Oh Krishna, don't be hard-hearted. Please come back. And at this moment, Krishna replied, yes, Radharani, you are not satisfied with me being there in the uprakat form. I will come back. I will kill a few more demons, and then my duty is over. Srila Jiva Goswami in the Sandavas explains to us that Krishna in fact returned after the last demon was killed. What was his name? Actually, we want to forget. He is allowed to forget. It's Dantavakra. No, but let's forget this name quickly. So Krishna is here in Kurukshetra telling, I will soon come, I will very soon come, believe me, I will come. Now already 100 years had closed, you know, soon as it's just like in India, they say, I'm just now coming. And he didn't come after 1 month, but the just now had become 1 month long. So Krishna also says, I'm just now coming, but at this moment, the residents of Vrindavan all close their eyes. They placed Krishna in the chariot of their hearts. And then with the ropes of their love, they began to pull him. They pulled Krishna, the Lord of their lives, from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. Yes, you know everything. Approximately 4,500 years later, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he feels that the Lord who is in the temple of Puri is none other than Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. I think you remember when Mahaprabhu came in his earthly Leela for the first time close to the Puri temple, he saw on top of the roof a blue colored little boy next to the flag who was waving in the breezes from the ocean. And the little boy made like this, come, come, come. And Mahaprabhu ran the remaining, I think it's 6 kilometers from the bridge of Alalanata. Was it Alalanata? No, Atalanala. From that bridge, 6 kilometers. He ran, and he ran right into the temple, because on the altar he saw the same boy who had called him from the roof. And it was so overwhelming when he saw Shyam Sundar Krishna, Rajendra Nandan Krishna, that he fainted. Yes, 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 he fainted. He fainted. But where is my Lord now? He's in this big temple. This is Dwaraka. And he always, always desired to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. No? So that was enacted in the Ratha Yatra ceremony. The chariots came, Jagannath goes on the chariots, Lord Chaitanya dances before the carts, and he leads the way from the Shri Mandir, the big temple in Puri, to the gardens of Gundicha. He leads the way, come, come, come. This is the idea. So I always, in my spiritual life, like to make things very clear and very, very doable, that it's not just a theory. I think philosophy is useless when it doesn't create an experience in the thing. This is a very revolutionary point of view, I know, but I just want to speak personally. I think the experience of Krishna consciousness, that is what we have to come to as devotees. Otherwise, we will never be devotees. We will always think of the material world more than the world of Krishna consciousness. So here is a task for Jayatam again.
I can speak with this, no problem. I have a loud voice.
More clear without the microphone.
It is even more clear without the microphone, says our second speaker, His Holiness Kavichanda Maharaj. So I want to just say that it's very important for us as devotees of the International Movement for Krishna Consciousness that we do understand these things. Prabhupada, once he said, someone who looks at the Ratha Yatra from outside, he might say, what a wooden affair, a wooden cart. Cart is made from wood. A wooden deity, what a wooden affair. What is wooden affair for Yashoda Rani? A wooden thing, it's only a wooden festival. But Prabhupada said, no, this wood is the conductor of the spiritual energy. Like how do you call this? Yes, thank you. How do you call this? A electrical wire. It is a conductor of electrical energy. No, so in the same way, the real effect here of this. This microphone is a conductor of classes or whatever we speak, no? So the festival also is a conductor. Something goes through it. And the idea which goes through this festival is, oh Krishna, we have been separated for so long. I have been separated for so long that the greatest misery happened, that is, I have forgotten how painful it is to be separated from you. This is the greatest problem. We think everything is all right. I have my prasadam, I have my food. I have my position. People look up to me. I have made a certain name of myself. No? Prabhus, Matajis, and all you skeptics, the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is to never forget Krishna and to remember him always. And only when we come to this fulfilled goal or fulfill this goal, will our soul stop screaming and being tortured and so on. We look for relief of miseries. We look at so many other places: good health, good position, good feeling about ourselves. But the thing which will satisfy our heart is only when we are thinking of Krishna. So Ratha Yatra means this: I have been so much separated from you that I have even forgotten the pain that it brings to be separated from you. I have somehow put my position very nicely in this world. But Krishna, please, 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 no. I want you to come back in my heart. Just like Radharani says, when she says, come to Vrindavan, she says, come to my heart, because my heart and Vrindavan are one, they are not separated. So this is the idea of Ratha Yatra. I'm so sorry, my dear devotees, I could not explain it better. I saw some of you falling asleep. That means I did a very miserable job. But perhaps I should end by a message of Radharani to Krishna. It is a poetic message. For this you will have to be a little... You will have to think a little bit. It's a very well-known verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, where he describes the feelings of Radharani with an analogy. An analogy is you know, you can say something. We here in this world are like fishes out of water. We are not exactly fishes, but we have the same problem as a fish. So an analogy tries to bring out something that we can feel very, that we can understand something. No? When we have this analogy, we are like fish out of water. It means we will never be happy here in this material world, not even if we get German citizenship. Hare Krishna. Does this relate to some of you? So Radha is sending a message to Krishna where she makes an analogy. That is, her life is like a cow that is in a burning barn. Do you know what is a barn? It's a cow shed, no? So Radha sent a message to Krishna. O Krishna, there is a cow in a cow shed, and there is a fire all around. When will you come and unlock that bolt so that the cow can escape? So Radharani was hinting that her body was like burning in the fire of separation, like a cow shed, and her soul was like the cow. So when a cow shed is on fire, then and there is a cow inside, what do you think is the duty of the owner? Needs to come and free the cow so that the cow can run and not not burn. Krishna, you have to unlock the bolt which closes
this burning of cow shit of my body, so that my that the soul will burn. You have to revoke your promise that I come back. I will come back, because only because this bolt is there, this promise, this hope that one day you will be back, I still am alive. So it's your duty now to let my life go out of this body. Take the hope from me that one day you will go back. No? Radharani is saying, "Oh Krishna, when will you come back and tell me in my face where you break your promise so that I can be free, I can die." Same voice with Nanda Maharaj. Uddhava, who visited Vrindavan and saw Nanda Maharaj, asked, "How can you keep your life in your body?" And Nanda Maharaj said, "Yeah, because there is still this hope that Krishna will return, and when he returns and sees that I am dead, he will cry so much, and I don't want this." My dear devotees, this is the love of the Brijbasis. This is the feelings. And some of these feelings, we need to start somewhere on our journey where we become aware and recognize, I'm now not really with Krishna. Krishna, please come back into my heart and never leave me again. This is the beauty of the Ratha Yatra festival. And all kathas should end on a sweet note. I want to repeat this again, because maybe some of us were not so attentive in the beginning. The sweet note is Krishna actually as he really is never ever leaves what? Vrindavan. You know everything. Yes, never leaves Vrindavan. He's only there. There is Prabodhananda Saraswati's verse which says, "Where can Krishna be found? Where can love of Krishna be found? Oh brother, oh friend, no, Krishna is in Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan, there you can find him. Go to Vrindavan, there you can develop love for Krishna." Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, when you can't go to Vrindavan physically, or you don't want to go to Vrindavan because you have some information like this in your mind which keeps you away, no problem. You can make yourself more and more familiar with Krishna and the world of Krishna consciousness here in the West by serving Krishna, by going to, by learning Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita, and by feeling the sweetness of Krishna consciousness, and drink every day a little bit from the cup of happiness. And then one day you will be fully full. Once Prabhupada was asked, "Prabhupada, it's so difficult to preach, and it's so difficult to spread Krishna consciousness." And Prabhupada said, "No, it's actually very simple. Just show the people how happy you are. Then they want to also take this. But if you are unhappy in Krishna consciousness, people will say, 'No, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really don't want this. I have enough problems already. I don't want to add more.'" So, yes. My dear devotees, for today, I request you to, you can take the ropes up and you can pull the cart actually and pray, "Krishna, please come into my life." And then your Ratha Yatra festival will be the first day of the most ecstatic life in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. I want to end here, but not the lecture is not ending. I want to ask our senior Vaishnav, senior speaker, senior everything, Kavichandra Maharaj. Maharaj, would you like to come here, because here is the recording?
and just say a few words.
You don't mind. Devotees don't mind.
No, we won't. We won't. He is a final Vaishnava.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's difficult.
About 10 to 12 minutes because we need to start.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari, Paschacha Desutamani, Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. So I was thinking, at one Kirtan Mela in Mayapur, I was sitting with Indra Duna Maharaj while Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj was chanting. And Maharaj said, how can I follow after him? He's so good. He said, what, you know?
I have good notes, but I'm not good.
And Kadambakana Maharaj, I was with him, and he said, same thing, he said, I don't like to follow after Lokanath Swami. He's got that bhav like instantly, and it takes me a long time to get there, I said. So, what can I say after that? But separation, Prabhupada, of course, you know, was feeling separation. And but he always said, I'm in Vrindavan, no matter where he was. And when George Harrison was, when he was at the time probably the most popular singer in the world, and he came to Prabhupada and said, I think I should move in an ashram, you know. And Prabhupada said, no. You come every day and I'll teach you to write songs about separation. And then miraculously that song, My Sweet Lord, I Want to Be With You, became number one in the midst of, you know, the most degraded rock and roll time in history, right? And still is one of the most played songs and covered songs ever. And he on a Rudder song, Krishna, I Am Missing You. You know that one, right? Ravi Shankar's sister and his daughter both sang that song. And Prabhupada liked it very much. But so when Krishna was in Dwarka with Rukmini, and Rukmini told him, there's something you don't understand. And Krishna said, what do you mean? I know everything. I know everything. How can you say that? She said, no, you can't understand it. So he said, what? She said, you can't understand how much your devotees love you. Radharani knows. So that's when he decided that he would come as Lord Chaitanya. Called Narada Muni, said, go tell all the demigods, you know, I'm going to appear. And they should all come first and get everything ready, and, you know, because he has to have parents and associates and everything. So in the Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya was completely in the mood of Radharani and Jagannath is Krishna. And he was, I don't have notes for the exact verses, but maybe you know that Lord Chaitanya was chanting this verse of Radharani and feeling all this intense separation. And then Rupa Goswami made up a verse exactly to explain it. And Lord Chaitanya was amazed. How can he understand? How can he know my mind? So how can I know the mind of anybody? You know, we had this great fortune. Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath just, you know, mystically appeared to Prabhupada in San Francisco. He had never mentioned Lord Jagannath. There was no pictures of Lord Jagannath. And all of a sudden, he comes, you know. And Prabhupada got so excited and paid obeisances. Devotee asked Prabhupada, why does he look different? And Prabhupada said, oh, does he look different than Krishna? The time that Lord Chaitanya, after the first time he went to the temple, he never went in the temple. He would stand by the Garuda Stamba, and he was seeing Gopal. But then that lady jumped on his shoulders, and then he snapped out of it and saw in Jagannath form. That Leela, the first time I heard it, and maybe nobody had heard it before, it was at the opening of the Vrindavan temple. And it was a madhouse. You were there, right? And everybody's pushing to be in front of Radha Shyam. And the women are pushing, and the men are, you know. And so on the morning walk, Chirparari Swami, he was just a new Swami, he said, Prabhupada, what can we do? You know, and the women are pushing and everybody's all crowded. And Prabhupada told that story. He said, don't worry about it. They want to see Krishna. And he told that story of this woman crawling on Lord Chaitanya's head. And he said, I wish I could have such a strong desire to see Krishna. So Prabhupada had that feeling that he didn't have the feeling, but somehow he gave it to us, and he gave us this Rath Yatra, pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. And we were talking yesterday, I was with Jayananda Prabhu one time, a few times, and there was not too many of us around, and he was talking about Rath Yatra, and he said Prabhupada told him that, you know, at the time of death, you remember your whole life. I mean, at my age, it's starting, you know, you can remember like so many things, like, right? What to speak at the time of death. He says, like a movie, everything's. But anyone who's seen the Jagannath cart go by, it has such an impression that when they get to that picture, they'll stop. And then they'll remember, at the time of death, they'll remember Jagannath. So hopefully, you know, we can depend on that causeless mercy of the Lord. But, you know, this separation is just, like you were saying yesterday, how it's completely different than mundane separation, which is painful. But they have a saying, at least in English, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You have that in German? Right? So, you know, when you're separated from something, you think about it more and you think more favorably. You want it back, you know, but it'd never be satisfied. But with Krishna, I was hearing his, you know, descriptions of Radharani's pain, and it doesn't sound like, to us, like pleasure. You know, it's very hard to understand. People ask, one girl asked very intelligently one time, how can you have happiness without misery? Because material happiness is based on relief from suffering. But that's spiritual, because the more they're separated from Krishna, the more they think about Krishna. And talk Radharani, her friends would say, why don't you just forget him? You know, he's just trouble. You know, he's always leaving you and he's disappearing. And why don't you just forget about this guy? You know, like people say that to their friends sometimes. And she said, I can't. The more if I try to forget Krishna, I just think of him more. But somehow we forget, like, separation, that level of separation, you have to have love for Krishna. So I was going to ask you, you know, what would come first, the separation or the love? Figured you might be able to...
There are different levels of separation.
Yeah.
But I think first separation, oh, I really need you that. But of course, there are very high levels of separations that come after love.
Yeah, so they go together, you know, you can't have one without the other. If you're feeling separation, then you have love, but, you know, there's no limit to it, there's no end. And so we're just trying to hang on, you know, to the connection we have with the Goloka, the beads, and touching Krishna's feet. And Prabhupada has given us all this, you know, the Rath Yatra and the whole society of devotee association. And we, so many devotees in this movement are so advanced. Many of them are invisible because they don't care about advertising or anything. But they're chanting all the time and doing service all the time. So we to take advantage of this society that Prabhupada has given us, because sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, even one lava is a 1/11th of a second. It's not very long. And sometimes devotees ask, you know, how can that be? But because it starts something, you know, it lights some small spark, which will increase and increase. So when devotees go out, and you know, it's not an easy thing to organize a Rath Yatra, build carts, and, you know, so many, we see what's going on here. That's just a little tiny part of the whole thing, to get permits and, you know, and inform all the devotees and get all the arrangements so that we can take Jagannath for a tour. And if we could really think like that, that this is, you know, pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, that's Radharani and Kurukshetra was especially suffering because, you know, but at the same time, she was so intensely remembering Krishna in Vrindavan.
We have to now go and start with the
Ratha. Yeah, right. So that's all, you know, I can't say very much. We can go on and on, but, you know, we should think about that, that if we're separated from, we are separated from Krishna, and we don't always remember how much it was wonderful to be with Krishna, but every time we have a kirtan or something, then we get that feeling and we want it again and again. So we want to thank Satchinanda Swami for visiting. How many long has it been since you came to Munich?
I really don't know.
Long time. Long time, yeah.
More than 10 years, I think. 15.
15 years. So.
It went like, Maharaj, we really have to go now.
Okay. Yeah, time for breakfast and time to be there. Start the kirtan, and we always have to start on time and everything.
Yeah.
We have police escorts and everything. Okay, so thank everybody for coming, and there'll be many, many, many more devotees out there. Many were up all night, you know, just here, I don't know, every place else also. So thank you, Marge, for coming, and everybody, please pray for all of us, pray for everybody, that we can, you know, feel separation. We are separated, but we have to feel it. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Swami ki jai.